Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
It worked.
It worked.
It stopped on its own that time. Welcome everyone.
Have you changed it?
We did change it. Episode 20.
Episode 20.
We made it. This is the one.
I think. There's been some confusion the last couple of weeks.
Last week.
I think we're episode 20.
Was officially episode 19. We called it 18, realised well after we'd finished recording that it was actually 19 because I'd not edited two in a row. So I think we are up to date. There's nothing
episode
to be edited.
20, that's crazy. We were aiming for 20 for the year, so we're done now.
We're ahead.
I'm not coming back here for the rest of the year.
No, it's a bonus now. It's like a footballer. You're on your break now.
I am.
You're going to go and put on 2 stone and then come back in the new year.
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Nice.
Right, end of the podcast. Yeah. Bye.
Episode 20, it has been... I was thinking this today, actually, because I messaged you either yesterday or the day before. It's like, you're right, because I don't feel like we've spoken... We obviously went on holiday together.
Yeah, it's been like a while. It feels like it's been a while.
And then it's like straight back into reality and life. And the last 2 weeks for me have just been... I've really struggled after that holiday.
Yeah, it was hard to get back into the swing of things.
Mm.
But equally, I've been very absent from Instagram for the last like week and a half. So that's probably why.
Yeah,
I've just not picked up.
That's why I sent you a little message like, you're right.
Yeah, no, not like, you know, jumped off a cliff yet.
Good. But. Yet. Yet. It's a good thing you're not a bus driver.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I did notice. And I thought maybe he's just on his VR. He's discovered VR porn and that's it.
Do what? That's one of my topics. We'll get into that later.
Fair enough. So we're going to kick off this week as we always do. Probably starting with a beverage. I am gagging for a beer.
Mm.
It's the only beer I have tonight. I didn't buy anything on the way home.
No, see, I almost went to the shop on the way here to...
Get some extras
as like a soft cushion in case this is absolutely dreadful.
I've been pre-warned this isn't good.
But then I was driving here, so one, I thought, better not. And two, obviously I've brought my VR with me.
Yes.
And I thought, if we have too much to drink and then put the VR headsets on...
It could be messy.
It's going to be vomit city. So
yeah,
thought,
fair enough.
Play
fair
it
enough.
Safe.
So tonight could actually be quite a tame night. And then tomorrow night I might then get a couple of extra beers in. So really I've only got what you've brought. So if it is disgusting, it's going to really ruin the night. But you did pre-warn me.
I did pre-warn you. And I'm going out of work tomorrow anyway, so I'm going to make up for it.
Fine.
Big time.
Fine. So we'll get this out in a moment. Then we're going to cover some topics. So I put out some topics this week on the new channel feature on Instagram. Seemed like a good place to put it. People can kind of engage with it straight away. I find people maybe just sometimes can't be bothered to message back stories.
It's good because I didn't realise, because you'd ask a question, people could respond. But normally,
it's a new feature.
People can't respond at all, can they?
It's a new feature on channels that's come out. Polls, that, and a few other bits and pieces. They're slowly releasing bits. But that one I thought was quite good for our use.
Yeah.
Basically, for podcast questions. And it is good to get topics because otherwise they can tend to feel a bit samey.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have different stuff come through. And they were good questions.
They're very good questions.
Your topic master as always.
Yep.
So let's get the horrendous drink done. And then we'll go into those topics and that will cover our podcast this week.
Yep. Let's
Sounds good. And obviously anything else.
Right. So the beer in question.
Yes.
It is a beer.
Yep.
It is from Liddell.
Liddell. The finest Liddell beer.
The finest Liddell. And it was cheap.
Under £3?
Oh, like...
Under £2?
Oh, yeah. It was like £1 something a bottle.
Pure chemicals.
I just saw it. And I'll tell you what, it was the name that struck me.
Fine.
Because the name...
Homo apian.
Yeah. The name of the beer is quite apt for us both.
It's a very European-looking bottle.
It is. So it's definitely a... It's a German beer. Yeah. It's a Weiss beer.
Okay.
Which I think is quite a, I'll say, popular brand. I see them a lot in Audi and Lidl's, the Weiss beer, however you pronounce it. It's quite apt for the pair of us.
Yeah.
It is called the Patronus.
Ooh.
And that is what I was like, oh, that's like Harry Potter. Yeah.
Harry Potter reference. We'll take that.
This is the Patronus.
Oh, nice. That's cool. That will photograph nicely.
It will. But I've been a little bit concerned because it's an old... brown bottle.
Yep.
And I know I've just been in travel,
yep.
But I can't help but feel, under the right light, They look a bit milky.
Okay, well, it is, you said it was Weiss. Is that, that's not like German for white, is it?
I don't know.
Because if it's premium white beer, then maybe it is like a milky sort of...
Being a Lidl...
it's a wheat beer.
Yeah, it's just a wheat beer.
And wheat beer is drinking temperature 6 to 10, so yeah.
Brewed in accordance to the German purity law, so Aryans only.
You cannot buy if you do not have blue eyes.
Anyway, I've got a bottle of it right here.
Right, you do that. I'm going to take a picture of it before I drink it, because it's a bottle. I need to photograph it now for the podcast.
I can't. I mean, it smells fine.
Sniff test, smell like a beer. That's always a good start.
Sounds like a golf.
Right, let's take a quick picture of this. Sorry, this is the boring part that you can't see, people, but we always like to take a picture of the bottle for the label of the show. So I'm doing that while Paul is being sick over in his chair.
It's actually not that bad. It's a nice amber beer colour, so, you know, standard.
Right, done. I'm going to partake now. Did you use a bottle opener?
Yeah, here you go.
Have you got it?
It's on my keys. Comes with me everywhere.
That's what she said. You'll need to get you an Orbit Key one, mate.
Got Orbit Key bottle opener?
That
is my fudge.
You've got your Orbit Key, haven't you?
Yeah. I got me Emperor Palpatine key holder.
Nice.
The bottle opener is fudge hair products.
Oh, nice.
Jess got from some thing at work.
I feel because it's a glass bottle, I need to put it into a glass so it's a bit more poncy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, considering it's like £1 something or other. I mean, it looks like piss. I'm not going to lie. The colour is not very nice.
That's what it means. Weiss beer is just piss beer.
It's piss beer. I mean, it looks like, you know, when you're like really dehydrated.
Yeah. It's just quite cloudy, isn't it?
Very cloudy and a little bit orange.
All right, let's go. Cheers.
Chin chin. Definitely a wheat beer.
It's passable.
Yes. It's quite nice. Very malty. It's actually quite refreshing, but it tastes quite strong. What's the percentage on this?
5.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It tastes stronger than a 5. It's got that classic German head to it.
It was just one of those things where I saw it on the shelf and thought, one, I like the name of that.
Mm.
It's quite relatable.
It's affordable. We're all on a budget these days.
2, it looks utterly disgusting.
Yeah, there's not a lot of effort that's gone into that branding. I don't think that's changed in maybe since World War II.
So I say it looks like somebody's found it in their granddad's shoe cupboard.
They have found that in a German cellar somewhere. There's no kind of history on how old the brand is or, like, you know, established that I can see.
No.
But it's premium beer, apparently. Premium Qualitat. Powered by Perlenbacher. Brewed in accordance with the German purity law.
And it says Nature Rub, and I just read it as a Nature Rub all the time.
Yeah, Nature Rub is nice. Unless the tree is sappy.
But to be fair, it's not too bad, so... Cheap kicks.
Honestly,
it was like £1, between £1.50 and £1.70.
Well, to be fair, if it was a nice summer's day and someone served me that in their garden, I wouldn't be that upset.
If you were serving it in your garden, you'd be pouring it for people going, hey, have a beer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't show them the bottle.
No. But to be fair, it's not offensive as you made out. I thought we were on par for another gravy beer.
No.
Or another Aunt
Bessie. I was just scared that when I was looking, every time I looked at the bottles, it looked white on the inside. And I was like, it's like cream beer or something.
Yeah. We'll probably pay for it tomorrow. That on top of your hot sauce you sampled before the show.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Then you'll be on to a winner in the shop tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm off tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're going to have a lie-in. So that brings us nicely on after beers. Oh, so that was the finest Lidl beer.
The finest Lidl beer.
So if you want to partake in a bit of that.
The Patronus.
The Patronus from Premium Lidl.
Weiss beer.
There we go. That is the beer section done for this week. Moving on to the
topics. Like we should get a jingle going for beers.
Maybe we do need a beer jingle. Da, da, ba, da, ba, we're having a beer.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Maybe that's for season 4.
Yeah.
Maybe what we do is we do have a break.
In my mind, this is like season 1 because it's my first season.
If you're
when
an
you say season 4, I'm thinking, God, you're really pre-planning into the future.
Yeah. No, season 2 of the new format, season 4 of the library of Dadcast.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe what we kick off season 4 with a beer jingle and maybe with a new logo.
Maybe.
If we can find someone to do it. I did try on the AI websites, but we kept having tits. So,
I mean, I'm not against that.
Me neither. To be honest with you, it was a pleasant 4 hours trying to redesign that. But so let's move on to, you are the topic master. Obviously, there was quite a few questions there. So which one should we start with?
Well, do you want to do, as normal, we'd sort of save question time for a little bit to get some other...
Yeah, we can get some other stuff away if you've got your own topics.
You've already started it with the old VR talk.
Mm.
So obviously I've had a couple of weeks now with my VR headset.
Yes.
Bought a few games. It's very hard. Like,
it is very hard, especially if it's a gun reloady sort of game. Have you played anything like proper realistic?
Yeah, well, just what have we played?
So you bought that
Sword and Sorcery.
Sword and Sorcery, which, like you said, you got a bit sick with.
It makes a bit sick, a bit motion sickness. That.
Yeah.
And then there was, on the PC, for some reason, I had some games already, apparently I owned some already on the PC.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was playing them.
VR compatible.
Yeah, I was playing them, and they were quite difficult.
Well, you know we can play The Forest.
Yeah, I don't know if I could stomach that. I need to wear a nappy.
Yeah, or it'd be interesting if we could play The Raft. That would be
quite, Raft in VR would be hilarious.
That would be quite funny.
But, I find... When you watch videos of people on VR, and then you're like, that looks loads of fun. I'll do that. And it's all fingers and thumbs, and you don't know if you're coming or going or what's going on. It's quite difficult.
Yeah, I find like the watching people play VR is a bit boring because obviously you're not experiencing the thing.
I've recently stumbled across a guy on TikTok. I'll show you some later, and his VR videos are fucking hilarious.
Is this not the one, the zombie one? There's like, throws a knife, like zombie in the head.
No.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. This guy, like, he films like split screen. So like sometimes the top half of the screen is him in his living room.
Yeah.
Just with the VR headset on. So, you know, you just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then the next part, the lower part of the screen will be what's going on. It's all quite comical. It's quite funny. Yeah. But you know, that Sword and Sorcery, like me and my brother were playing it, and there's a part on there, in the tutorial, mind you, which I'm yet to complete.
I think I got stuck on the tutorial.
You have to climb up a wall.
Yeah.
And then you have to look behind you and jump to the next wall across and grab it.
Yeah.
Because it's so physics-based, rather.
Yeah.
Like, you trying to let go, jump, grab with controllers is...
Yeah, yeah.
Painful.
Yeah, so it's very much in your trigger fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not letting go completely. It's almost like those two fingers don't register.
Yeah, because on...
But you've got to grab
on my
like
one,
that.
If you pull the triggers at the back, these, your pointer fingers go.
That's right.
And then the inside triggers do the other three fingers.
Right.
So you have to, like, pull them all.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
Yeah,
really
it does take a little bit of getting used to. But that's what adds to the kind of... the realism of it.
Yeah, yeah. Then you've got the motion sickness on top of that.
Yeah,
which
I
last about 3 to 5 minutes, and I'm like, got to take off.
Yeah, see, I've never had it. I've never had a motion sickness yet, but then I've not... Well, yes, I have played one game for quite a long time, but that's the scary game, into the circle or something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one where you go out into this misty environment. It's very creepy. So there's a lot of stealth walking around.
Okay.
So it's not high motion
until
you shit yourself and run away.
Okay, then it gets it. Because what gets me is when you're stood still and you're using the thumbstick to move forward, and obviously you're moving, but you're not moving.
It does take a little bit
and
getting used
to. And that just throws my brain out of sync.
Yeah.
I think if I sat down and did it, it might be all right. But.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other thing is I do tend to sit down a lot in them and use the thumbsticks for your movement.
Yeah.
So you know that you're stationary and it's almost like you're Xavier from X-Men.
You just
be wheeled around.
But take the headset off and you go, how the fuck should I get over here?
Yeah. Sometimes you are facing the wrong way. I've done that many a time. But yeah, I think once you've played a game where you have to cock the gun, you know, pull the clip out from your trousers or your belt, you know, put it in, cock the gun, and then shoot. Then you run out. You've got to take the magazine out.
Put another one in.
Put another one in while something's coming at you that's quite scary. It's very... You suddenly forget about the graphics being okay.
Yeah, you're just trying to survive.
You're trying to survive. It's every man for himself at that point. So the VR is good for that, and it does forgive graphics being okay.
Yeah.
Because it's so immersive.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I've noticed that, like, even with Sword and Sorcery, it looks like you're playing Oblivion or Morrowind.
Yeah.
But because you're in there and the physics work so well.
Yeah.
Like, I just pick up plates and just frisbee them into the abyss and just off it goes.
Yeah, it's the physics that add that extra dimension. It's like the fourth dimension, isn't it, of playing a game that you don't get in a normal game. So, like, you know, it's that sense of something's behind me or, you know, that you can look behind you. In a game, you can obviously spin round, but you don't get that sense
turning yourself, yeah.
That something's behind you and stuff, and that kind of sense of impending doom. Mm. VR does that really, really well. But it, like, I remember commenting when you got your VR, like it's one of those things that you will love, but then you'll put it down and you won't be bothered to play it.
I've not played it for a good week now.
Yeah. And it is like that. With VR, it's a bit weird. Unless you're like one of these people who stream, you know, like Beat Saber and whatever, and that's their niche.
Yeah.
If you're just a casual gamer, you've got to force yourself to use it.
Yeah, because you've got myriad of other options.
You've got loads. And equally, it's a time thing. I think you have to dedicate. You can't just slip that on for 5 minutes.
No.
You've got to dedicate at least an hour.
And you've got to make sure that your room's tidy or there's no kids around.
No kids in the way. And that it's fully charged, because obviously battery life isn't amazing.
Yeah, but hour and a half tops.
Yeah, so you basically need to dedicate that whole time. So, yeah, when it comes to playing VR, I think it is one of those things that you need to kind of like almost like commit to.
Yeah.
And make yourself play it. Because I love that, but I picked it up like twice in 3 months.
Yeah, because, yeah, as I say, you've got a PC to play, you've got consoles to play.
Exactly. There's, like you said, there's options there.
Yeah.
But it also is quite cool socially. So the one thing we haven't tried yet, which we want to do, and we will do a little experiment after this.
Watch a film.
Yeah. And see if we can get into a room together and like play some music and see what the environment's like.
Because
if we can
do that. All sorts.
Exactly. It's like touching without touching. It's like
it's
safe.
Not gay, this man.
It's not gay if you can't feel it. So we got that as well to look forward to.
Yeah. On the subject of that, so you mentioned earlier VR porn.
Yes.
I don't think it's all it's cracked up to be.
It's.
I only watched one video, mind you, just to try it.
See, from my experience of watching 17,265, I think the problem for me with this, maybe it's a little bit as a glasses wearer, is everything's out of focus. I can't focus. Like,
see, mine, I just found aspect ratios were off.
Mm.
I don't know if it's just the first one I saw clicked on. Was just poorly made. But when you were the dude sat down, the woman, the girl who walks
seems
in
far away.
She seems far away, but she also seemed like she was an Amazon.
Yeah, massive. Like,
she was so tall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not that tall.
No. No, with VR porn, it does the opposite of what I've just explained with a game.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel immersive.
No.
It's very cool because it's like putting on 3D glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit more weird. Like that than actually VR. Because, of course, it's not a game. It's not been built in a 3D environment. It's been filmed on a 3D camera.
Yeah.
And there's a limited range of view on these things. They're like, you know, 70 degree field of view.
Yeah, they're not too great.
So
it gives you an option for a 180 or a 360 mode.
Yeah.
If you put it in the 360 mode, you literally turn around and it's just the same picture behind you.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
It just fills the void with a repeated image and stuff. But it's like you said, the aspect ratio is a bit out. I find the pixel ratio is really poor. Mm. I mean, it's obviously whatever equipment they're filming on is obviously maybe not expensive. I'm sure there is better versions, like say if you pay for stuff with you know, more expensive film production and stuff. But I get disappointed with it's all very bright.
Yeah, it's sort of just a bit blown out here and
a bit
there.
Blown out.
And what I found quite hilarious was in one of the scenes.
This was two dudes, right?
No. the guy has gone down on this girl, right?
Yeah.
And it presents you with, obviously, first-person view.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's vagina filled the screen top to bottom. And I'm like...
Do I go inside?
Literally, I was thinking, I don't know what I've clicked on, but I've got a feeling this could be like one of the episodes from the Magic School Bus, and they're about to go inside and have a party.
It's Ace Ventura. It's the rhino scene, isn't it?
He's going in. And I was like, this is not right.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good. I think the better way... in my experience to do these things is not to do VR, but put it on a 300 inch screen.
Yeah.
So when you go into a cinema,
mm-hmm.
So basically rather than go with the whole 3D thing, which is a bit weird and a bit overwhelming and the aspect ratio
like
is a bit out.
Like when you watch the YouTube on there, like it's
like a curved screen basically. So it's like you're sat in a room with a huge projector.
I'm sat in VR and it puts you in a cinema room and you're sat there and there's like all these random dudes.
Yeah. You just don't pick up the controller.
Just random avatars. 'Cause
then you know what you're doing. But, you know, it's a novelty. And again, it's like the headset. It's a novelty. You do it once or twice. You just don't do it again.
I don't think, thinking about it, that I could actually, like, masturbate to it.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can. It's just, like, it's a lot of effort.
Oh, yeah,
it's a lot of effort.
I think at the end,
yeah,
I'd be concerned. And
well, you do the pass through, don't you?
Be looking around the floor, going like, "Where's it gone? Have I missed any?"
Get the sock out, mate. You need to go. You need to go American Junior on that. You need to be a teenager again.
Yeah.
Just get your sock out. But yeah, no. To be honest with you, if it was that amazing, I would never take the thing off because I want to be basically in the Matrix.
Yeah.
I want to be cyberpunk. I want to be experiencing smells, emotions. You know, feeling the wind. I want the full experience. Yeah. I want to be in VR, and they're nowhere near that yet. So, like, when you have that expectation of, like, I want it to be like I'm in a virtual world. Like, I've come home and I'm logging into my virtual world now, and I'm going to go into a bar and whatever else. But it's not going to be like that for another 20 years.
It's like we said for the pass through on the Quest 3. It's good.
Yeah.
But the quality is a little bit grainy.
But you can see it's moving on because it's 100 times better than the Quest 2, which
I've
gone
from black and white to full colour.
Yeah.
So
you
look at TV's evolution, black and white to full colour.
Yeah. So what will happen next is it will go from the current resolution to 4K.
Yeah.
You know, and it will keep incrementally getting better, or someone will bring out a different brand will bring out a better model and stuff. Yeah. And it will get better and better and better. But it does feel like VR is at least supported more than like VR TVs were. Or
the old 3D TVs.
3D TVs. It was a fad for a year, wasn't it?
It was like 2010. Yeah. Everyone was like, wow, 3D TVs. And then they were like 10 grand. And now nobody has one.
No, all the headsets broke and got lost. And
But didn't LG once bring out that two-tone TV where if you sat on the left side, you could watch Coronation Street. And if you sat on the right side, you could watch the F1.
I mean, it's genius.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
You know, they did that technology in cars as well. So Land Rovers had that. So the driver couldn't watch TV.
Yeah,
he could just see his dials, but the passenger could.
Yeah, I think they still do that in Land Rovers now.
Yeah, I thought it was really clever. So yeah, VR, awesome. Force yourself to use it. It is fun. We'll jump into the cinema later, put on some boobs, and we'll see how we get on.
Yeah. Debbie Does Dallas.
Don't say see what happens. Something will come up, I'm sure.
It will.
Right, on to the next thing.
Oh, I'm lost. Right, so let's have a look to get some topics going. He's charging the VR set ready now.
I'm charging it up because mine always just runs down on battery. It's like
I just heard the Pornhub start in the background then.
Yeah. for some reason, I can never turn my headset fully off, or I don't know when it's fully off. So it's just basically draining down
just
all the time.
Mine might be flat. I think it could be on standby. It might not be. We'll find out later.
We'll find out, but we can always plug it into a power bank. Yeah. Worst case.
So, what sort of... It is a good one, right? I've got six topics here.
Nice.
Or six questions, rather. So, first one is from Lee, Bodacious Quiff.
Bodacious Quiff, our gorgeous friend.
This question only applies to you.
Yep.
Because it no longer applies to me.
No, I know what this one is.
Yep. It's, how many inches is your beard?
Not long at the minute.
No.
So basically, I actually feel really guilty at the minute because I shaved my own beard recently.
Okay.
And
cheated on the barber.
Cheating on the barber, basically. So I feel guilty because I like giving him his monthly, I give him a tip every time I go there and then I give him some money. but
this is like took a sip.
It was the wrong time to do that. But I feel guilty. But you know what it is? Like I often find this. So when I'm at home, I find the beard is groomed and it's how I like it. But when I'm at work, it just gets really scruffy. And then I go onto camera because we do film a lot of content at work as well. And I feel like I just look really scruffy for my customers. So I've kind of progressively been getting shorter, haven't I? So I've gone from like the 10-inch beard.
Yeah.
And it's gradually just got back to what I would say is my atypical look. So like, you know, me over the last 10, 15 years have been like probably shorter than this.
Yeah.
I used to call it the Beckham beard. So, you know, when he used to have the shaved head and the you know, kind of a bit more sculpted. But I do like a beard fade. So I'm trying to do it myself where fade it from the ear down to the chin, get slightly progressively longer at the front. But at the minute, it's probably not even an inch. It's quite short.
Yeah. I think that's the shortest I remember seeing you for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. So we've obviously been knowing each other for a few years now. And I think when I had the really long beard, that's probably... It was after COVID.
Mm. I mean, I've known you with no beard.
Yeah. Which would have been right near the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think I'm just going through that stage now where I'm trying to... I think as well, it's like trying to make myself feel a bit younger. Because when you've got the long beard And
beards do add a few years.
They do add a few years. And I think when you've got the long beard and it's scruffy in particular, when it's windy and it's blowy and it's all out of, you know, it's not, it can't always be preened.
No.
And you catch yourself wrong in the mirror, you just think, I look really haggard.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's cool when it's at its best, when you can tie it in a fucking Viking knot and stuff. It's amazing. It's really fun.
Unless you're carrying a little bag with balm, straighteners everywhere.
It's a lot of work. But equally, I'm also finding, because my beard is now quite patchy in colour, that the longer it gets, the worse it looks. Mm. Because I get these long white streaks in the beard. So I think by keeping it short, it just looks, I look a little bit younger. It feels a little bit smarter. Getting ready in the mornings is a lot quicker. So it's like all these little lifestyle choices.
Yeah, yeah.
The wife doesn't run away when I try and kiss her. She kind of like jogs now. So yeah, we're getting back to a walk.
You're soon to be able to catch her.
Yeah, exactly. But she's quick, damn it. So yeah, the beard isn't very long. It's not many inches at the moment.
No.
So there you go, Lee. There's the answer to your question.
Off.
And you've shaved yours off. You've gone for the full mo.
Yeah.
You are Heisenberg right now.
I am.
You've got the tash back at least.
There's a bit of stubble there.
Yeah. So did you shave the tash off as well?
I shaved everything off.
You did, because you look like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And you've grown that mustache back since then, and you've kept shaving the sides.
Yeah.
So you're going for the tash.
So I'm doing the whole November thing. I've got the charity. Yeah, you've obviously donated already.
I have indeed.
Thank you very much. I've got me. I think I've raised like 50 odd quid already, which is a small drop in the pond, but every little helps.
Hey, 50 quid. If every man in the UK did 50 quid, then they'd be a long way to solving testicular cancer.
Yeah, it goes well. November, I think they go towards cancer, but one of their main things is men's mental health.
Yeah.
And like male suicide prevention and things.
Well, that's a very good cause, because as we know, that is the leading killer of men in a certain age group.
Exactly. So any money towards that, I think, is good.
Yeah, no,
I
agree.
If I have to go, you know, a few weeks with no beard and I get to grow a curly, whirly mustache again, then
it's worth it. Well, to be honest with you, you know, you are, what was the guy that I compared you to? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
So, although you've not got a beard, you've got seven under your bed from the people that you've killed. So you can wear one of them.
Somebody at work saw that, that tweet. And yeah, I didn't live it down when I got to work the next day. Topics got dark.
Postman Pat mixed with Jeffrey Dahmer, I think I said in the post.
Yeah.
I think it's because you're wearing a blue uniform. So that was the Postman Pat bit. And then obviously the rest of it is very Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
With the glasses and everything.
I think it went by, I was like, Jeffrey Dahmer, but I only like it if they're Welsh.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer. So yeah. So it's a good cause. So if you are listening to this and obviously... you want to support a good cause, then why not pop over to Paul's page? I'm sure. Where have you got the link for this, Paul? Is it in your bio?
I'll pop it in my stories every now and again.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for Paul's stories. The next time you
put it in my bio is probably a really good idea.
I would, mate. It's probably the best place to put it. But yeah, you know, put it out there. Chuck in a couple of quid.
Yeah, wherever you can.
It all goes to a really good cause. It's not going to Paul and his porn fetish on VR. It is actually going to men's mental health, and it is going to potentially testicular cancer treatment. All the things that Movember kind of purports to is supporting men, which doesn't, you know, get shouted about.
It doesn't
really as often as it should, given how many men suffer from mental health issues.
Suck it up and get on with it. That's the male code, I just say.
Suck it off and get on with it. But it's very similar.
Very similar.
It's easily confused. I bought the wrong t-shirt once and I was getting a lot of attention.
The guy had a pink t-shirt on. He said, this is it, this is the one you want, and
that wasn't November. That was No Nut November, which is something completely different.
That's I failed that this year.
Mm.
So
day one.
Right, next question.
Yes.
Got fire them out. So who do we have next? Lee sent two. So
let's get Lee's out of the way then. What's Lee's other question?
The next game question is name a game based on a movie that you would like to play.
So it can be fictional. So name a movie based on a game that you would like. Game would you like to be made in, or movie would you be like to be made into a game?
Yeah, I believe that's the question, which is kind of one that you kind of need to think about.
Okay, I've got an easy one.
Yeah.
I've got an easy one. Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise has to play the same day again and again and again.
Yeah.
Where he's in the army and playing against the aliens.
It's like a death loop sort of game.
Basically like a death loop, but you're basically making your way further and further to this big alien creature in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of them. Another one would be Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a really good one. So again, kind of a spy sort of Sam Fisher type spy espionage game, but he's really badass, kind of civilian, comes out, can beat like a bit like Shenmue. So you have these fights in car parks where you're a badass and people pick fights and they shouldn't.
So you go down like the Sleeping Dogs sort of route.
Yeah, exactly. So you got that. And then probably the other one was not Battle for LA, was it Escape for LA?
I'm not sure.
You know the guy that played Harvey Dent, Two-Face? Yeah. He was in it. Battle for LA?
I'm not sure.
It was a really good one. It was basically like, US military, aliens invade, they have to fight through the streets.
Yeah.
And again, very similar to Day After Tomorrow, there's a central alien you work your way to, which is like a hive.
Okay, he's the
so, I mean, I could name loads
of
films which could be made into games, but those were the ones. Day After Tomorrow definitely jumps out. Mm. I mean, Mission Impossible probably has been made a game.
Yeah.
But that easily could have been a franchise.
Yeah, probably. I think it was a game. Like, I want to say like PS2.
GoldenEye era.
Yeah,
almost,
days, yeah.
That'd be good. How about yourself?
So for myself, I'd have to think about it. I'm not really 100% what I...
One Piece?
One Piece is a game.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a few games out like that. I said there's probably the other way around. There's a few games where I've been like, that'd make a great movie, like Days Gone. Like,
yeah, Days Gone would be good. Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, they make great films,
but
I don't know the other way around.
Yeah.
I find it...
Band of Brothers.
I mean, Extraction, Chris Hemsworth, that would make an interesting video game.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you could go for all the Marvel series. Like, I don't think they have made, for me, a really good Marvel game yet.
Yeah, Spider-Man's great.
Spider-Man is good, but I always see Spider-Man as a fringe character.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
He's a sidekick. I see Spider-Man as a... I've never kind of hyped over Spider-Man as much as everyone else. I enjoy the films. I like the games. I don't love the games.
Like a real good like Iron Man game.
But a really good Iron Man game with a really good story.
You go back to like PlayStation 2, like The Punisher, the video game of that was incredible. I loved that so much.
Yeah, I think it needs a really good story-based Marvel game, you know. It could be Thor and you can play as Loki or Thor or whatever.
Yeah.
A bit like watching Loki now with the TVA.
Yeah.
Like that's a complete spin-off from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, completely. Yeah,
but it works really well. Mm. So something like that, where it could be a complete spin-off from the main storyline. You know, it could be the story of someone that becomes the new Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know, like in the films, we had the kid who they believe was going to be the new Iron Man.
Yeah.
It could be a spin-off where he works for basically Stark Enterprises and works his way up. So it's a bit like Miles Morales.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's a side thing.
It's a multiverse issue. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think something like that would be good. But there's so many good ones. You could even go comedy, Shaun of the Dead. You could have a comedy zombie game.
Yeah, like a hack and slash.
Yeah. It could be a mix-up of, like, Hot Fuzz and all of those. You could have all those games kind of mixed into one. Hot Fuzz would be really a great one. In a little village full of people trying to kill you. You could keep going on this topic forever,
there's
definitely plenty of games I would love to see converted over.
Yeah. What would you want, Lee? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know in the DMs.
So, we have... I'm purposely trying to order some of them because I think some of them are going to be...
Longer topics.
Yes. Mo, our good old friend Gizmo Graham.
Yep.
What are your social media goals for next year?
That's a good question. I did actually think about this. I was chatting to developer Adam.
Yes.
So Adam, on Instagram yesterday, and we were just joking about things we'd like to do. And again, I always like to say, I like to vocalize things that I'd like to work with, whether it's a product or a brand, because I think sometimes talking about it manifests it. So, Playboy was going to be, e-bike, spoke about it before. One of the goals for next year would be to maybe do a bit more outdoorsy stuff.
Okay.
I think the problem is when you do get something outdoorsy, it doesn't do well at all because people are so used to you being in your room.
Yeah.
I think my goals for next year is to definitely develop my skill. I think we've all learned this year that numbers suck.
Yeah.
Bad.
And so, we've seen some brilliant creators out there
that are on lower followers, but they're pushing the boundaries of quality. So I would rather be known as a quality or a personality rather than a rinse repeater who grows to 200k. Yeah.
Quality over content.
Yeah. So basically that we know there are
quality over quantity.
And this is no hate towards other creators who are going down that route, but we don't personally, and this sounds harsh, but I don't regard them as creators.
Mm.
Not in the true sense of the word. They have setups and they make video content, but it is very viral centric. It's rinse, repeat, do the same thing over, change the theme. And we've all been there and done it. We start off our accounts theming our setups and stuff. But I think to become the next level of content creator, ones that are recognized, ones that are personalities, ones that have a career, you have to do more than that.
And I think that's where the dip in views and engagement happens and is necessary. Because like you say, like you can rinse, repeat the same setup and, you know, pan shot, pan shot, pan shot all day long.
Mm.
And yes, you will grow, your numbers will go up. But if you want to push yourself, like you say, to be something more than that,
then
I think you have to look, you have to accept that trade-off that I'm going to lose figures and potentially lose a lot of followers. But in the long run, I'm going to be better
off. You're creating your brand.
Yeah.
So basically, like you said, there might be less engagement. And that's the way I'm trying to think of it. I don't have all the answers and things, but I am trying to think of like, what is the purpose behind my content? Is there a purpose for it? If it's just to look pretty, then I don't need to be on the camera quite clearly. You know what I mean? But do I want to be taken seriously? Yes, I do.
Mm.
And that means I need to be in front of the camera more. Do I want to be regarded as, you know, one of the top creators in our niche? Yes, I do. So I need to be in front of the camera. I need to be talking.
Or,
you know, it felt weird the other day to do a unboxing without any talking on it. It was a lower budget one. And I said, I'll just do an unboxing. And I didn't feel fulfilled making it. I felt like it was a bit of a cheat, a bit of a shortcut because I could do more.
Mm.
But obviously I'm trying to balance, you know.
The difference on that one is if you're not doing it that way, then to make it feel like you've done more, then the effort then goes into the production of the shots, the angles, things like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a different discipline. But I think my goals definitely for next year is to, without sounding odd, is I just want to be a bigger personality in our niche.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to require just a little bit more of putting myself out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, accepting those numbers aren't going to be great. I've said it every year, I want to do a bit more on YouTube. All the other platforms are dead for me. Instagram is dead, but at least I'm already at a big number.
Yeah.
So I've been stuck on the same number now for weeks and weeks and weeks, going backwards, catching up, going backwards. It's just endless.
It's been my year.
Yeah. Basically, it's been the year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But at least I'm already at a level where if I don't grow, I probably will still get collabs. Mm. The content's still good. I've kind of got to a safe level, really. Because I always said the level was 50K. Like once you get past 50K, this is before reels. So hitting 50K with just photos or long format video was a really big goal.
Mm.
You know, that 50K was massive. And then people go viral with two posts and they're suddenly 85,000 followers and it feels cheap.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's content which has any skill necessarily. It could be funny, which is fine. People want to laugh. It could be relatable. Fine. We all love relating with stuff. Or it could be pretty, which just means, you know, people hit that follow because it's not given anything. So I want to give with my content. I want to try and give value.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to have something to say and have purpose.
Yeah. You know, when people look at your account, you want them to think, this guy knows what he's doing. He's not just a guy who's got loads of money and has bought a really nice gaming room. He knows what he's talking about. Or I enjoy listening to him. You know, I might have 20 people rather than 1,000 people, but those 20 people might engage me. Engagement's the big thing.
Yeah.
Because if you post something and you get 5 comments, it's fucking boring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put your heart and soul into something and you get 5 comments, it's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
I'd rather get less reach, but higher engagement.
Yeah, which is the ideal. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so if I got 1,000 views rather than 10,000, but 50 questions in my post, or I liked that, this looks really cool, was it like this, and I've got something to reply to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it feels like you're just pumping it to no one.
It's like that's cool, or love this, it's, you know.
It doesn't really add anything, does it? But you could have I mean, I've had reels go, you know, to 5 million, but there's like 40 comments on that.
Mm.
So it's like
people, 500 people have watched it and liked it.
Or, yeah, there's no follow up.
But there's no, yeah. It's just, that's the trope we've gone into before of just the death scroll, isn't it?
It's a death, yeah. So I think that's it. I think it's accepting that you cannot control numbers. And I even say this to brands now. I can't control
what happens with it. I will do my absolute best for you, and I'll put my heart and soul into the content. Mm. But once it's out there,
it's out there.
A roll of the dice.
Yeah, it is a roll of the dice. So I think that's the thing where, you know, I want to fill up my skills. So I'm following a lot of people now and watching how they color grade and how they film their audio. And I want my audio to be better.
Yeah.
I want my camera quality to be sharper. I'm concentrating on lighting. You know, I just want to get better.
Yeah.
I want to improve. And that's my goals for 2023. I want to improve. I want to get better at what I do. I want to be more rounded as a creator. And I want to branch out a little bit from being in my room. Like I said, I want to get outdoors and do some stuff, where it's drone or it's bike.
We've spoken about it before, like both going out, doing bits together.
It'd be nice.
Doing like a two-piece content.
Yeah, two-piece content would be good. I think that's like maybe a joint goal for us next year. Maybe to do a bit more with the Dadcast.
Yeah.
Definitely do more with the Dadcast socially. So we do this and that goes onto Spotify. But it'd be really nice to maybe do some more video content.
Push it out, yeah.
And push it out on there. And if we could do some like funny back and forth and stuff and put it onto the Dadcast as reels, then there's plenty of big podcast accounts that are massive.
Yeah, yeah. So we could do that. Which a lot of this all goes into a next question from good old Carl.
Well, you haven't had yours yet. You've got to tell me your goals.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You didn't prepare for that, did you?
No, I won't. I was just going to skip past it. I hope you didn't notice.
You've got to give us a little goal. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I'm just very jaded with Instagram and everything at the moment. So that's why I've not been anywhere near it.
Well, that's the perfect time for change. Mm. That's the perfect time for change. So
I'm in a funk where I can't be arsed. I'm busy. I don't like my setup. So
that's a big part of it.
I mean, you're just like done.
Ironically, you've got a probably a better setup than your old one.
I prefer my old one.
But you preferred your old one. I went through exactly what you went through. When I was sat in that corner, I'd kind of manipulated it into this space for me. And when I came over here, especially when I had a standing desk, it felt empty.
Mm.
I had more space, but it felt a little bit out in the open.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like my nook.
Yeah.
My cozy corner. Like,
yeah, my safe space.
It's your safe space. It's exactly that.
Even having my old corner desk at work, I'm like, this shitty work setup, I prefer this than what I have at home.
No, I absolutely get where you're at, because I've been through that myself. You do get past it. I think the problem for you is you could make that corner amazing, but it's not your permanent space. As we know, you want to get down in the man cave.
Yeah.
So that's the difficulty you've got, but you can still change stuff.
Yeah, it's just trying to figure out what I want to do.
I mean, you could do stuff that's like non-destructive. So you could basically put up some paneling, which can come down. So rather than actually drill stuff into the wall, you could put something temporarily behind. Yeah, like those.
It's just, I'm at this point where I'm like, if I'm going to spend the money, I'd spend the money doing the shed.
You should,
rather than putting it into what I've got and don't necessarily want.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I think maybe you know,
my goal for next year is to finish the man cave and start that.
That's a great goal.
That's my goal for next year.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing goal, because that is the gateway to you basically like going to that next
moving
level.
Out.
Yeah, that is the gateway to you moving out and not living with the missus. But I think, I think anyone had the potential to have the space that you've potentially got at the bottom of your garden, we would all crave
it. It's just time and money at the moment. That's what holds me back.
Of course it is. Yeah, you know, you can't do these things overnight, but maybe just chip away.
No.
Chip away where you can.
So anyway, there we go. My goal for next year will be to get that man cave.
The man cave sorted.
Finished.
Yeah, and as we know, we've been hoarding tech. I've been hoarding tech ready for the man cave.
Loads of it's ready to go in there, but just nothing else is in there.
Yeah, we've got microphones coming out of our ears.
Mm.
So we are well prepared
for that. And now I've got VR, I want to have a VR space down there.
Exactly, exactly. The beat off or the beat saber corner.
On the engage... Yeah, the beat off corner. I need to get a neon sign, the beat off corner. There's a box, there's a chair, a lonely chair and some Kleenex.
Yes.
So the next question on engagement was, keen to hear how engagement on Instagram... how to engage. Carl's English is obviously not very good today.
Yeah, he's rushing this one, isn't he?
He's not had his ankle socks on today.
No.
Keeping up with posts is a job. And it is.
It is a job.
When you're in... as many group chats or engagement groups or just talking social circles like we are, especially with a group as large as Royalty, trying to keep up and engage and comment on everybody's post.
It's really hard.
It's hard.
It's really hard. So what I try to do, because it's impossible to do it all, is I try to commit to at least liking every post I see from my friends.
Yeah.
So I might not comment on every single one. It's exhausting.
Which is understandable then when... like the flips, you know, devil's advocate, what we're just talking about. When we're like, I need the engagement.
Yeah.
When we're not engaging, then it's such a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword. Because back in the day when I had a smaller, and again, this is the downside of reels, because everyone's told you've got to post every day. Mm. Every day you've got to post. Twice a day. And in your stories.
Yeah.
There's fucking overload. There's too much shit on social media. So if you go back to the days when I was on like 500 followers or whatever, and you're like fucking barely started, people would post once a week.
Yeah.
A photo.
And you could write a paragraph on it.
You could write a paragraph on it. And it was, that was your chance to touch base with that creator that you've not seen a post of in a week.
Yeah.
And you felt like, now's my time to connect with him. How you doing, buddy? Hope you've had a good week. I like this post. Love the photo, whatever. You know, it didn't feel like, you know, fucking Carl's posted another reel of him in his fucking jeans.
The same Angry Meow keyboard I've got.
Yeah. You know, it is like, the, you know, it's content overload. And if you've got 30 close creators that you're friendly with, well, that's times five. You know, you've got 190 posts a week to comment on.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. So I get it. I don't expect people to comment on all my posts, but it is nice when you get five or six or seven or eight that actually, if you know, mean something, you reply to. And then it very quickly stops.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't continue. So what I find is my reels go over a period of time, they will hit 300, 400, 500 views fairly quickly. Then it will plateau. Then over the next 2 weeks, it will go up to like 7,000.
Mm.
But that bit between 1,000 and 7,000 views, barely anyone says anything. No. It's just out there being viewed.
Yeah.
Unless it's controversial or funny or clickbaity. You know, that's the problem, is that the content that we make doesn't generate conversation.
No.
It doesn't. It's pretty. It's more visual. It's not engaging. And that's where there's that really hard disconnect between the content we make and the content we don't see as content.
Mm.
So people just jacking around, you know, and making people laugh and stuff. It's like they are more entertainers than they are creators. That's the only way I can put it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
there's a lot of entertainers on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
But they're not content creators.
No, they don't get as much like meaningful conversation in their comments.
No, but also it's like the quality of it. Like, it's, you know, in fairness, some of them use really nice cameras and stuff, but they're trying to basically make mini movies or they're trying to be, you know, they're trying to create these characters and stuff. It's acting. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not, for me, content creation. You know,
it's really hard
to describe it, but you know, because we are very product focused, when I say content creation, I'm thinking more like we are product gurus, product photographers, videographers, whatever.
Because content creation is a very broad umbrella.
It is.
Like you say, you've got comedy, serious, factual, documentary style, like you can do
news,
controversial, anything,
And they're all creating content in inverted commas. But it's not artistic content.
I think when it comes to engaging with people's stuff, like you say, there is a lot to go. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of posts to get to. So I'm in an engagement group, and I'll get to the point where I'll try and keep up every day as I can, or it's almost become like a morning routine where I'm sat having breakfast, and if some have come up, I'll try and do them in the morning. It's like, right, I've spent a bit of morning, I've had my morning engagement, I'm off again.
Yeah, and it's really hard, mate. I struggle with this a lot because, like I say, I always try and commit to a like.
Yeah.
So if someone tags me, it goes into my DMs, I click on the video, I click like. Mm-hmm. I always try and get that as a bare minimum if I'm rushing around. Because one, my OCD, I cannot have an inbox message unread.
No.
So I have to go in, I have to click on the video, go in, click like, whatever. But if someone posts a minute video, like I post a lot of minute videos with lots of voiceover stuff, I'm clocking out by 10 seconds unless it really grabs me.
And this is why Instagram have all their algorithms for the hook of, you need to hook people within 2 seconds.
Yeah, milliseconds.
Yeah.
It's relentless. But the thing is, with our content, it's very difficult to get these hooks.
Yeah, unless you've got a product which is like, wow.
Mm.
Like,
or you're going, this product is shit. So, you know, being controversial.
Yeah, you always want to start a video with, this product is shit, hot.
Yeah, maybe that's what I do on my next one. So, engagement, I mean, I wish I had the answer for it. I find it much harder than it used to be. I find it really hard to keep up with it. I think there's so many posts.
Lockdown and stuff, birthed a lot more content creators. Because like you say, leading up the last couple of years, growing was simpler, but I think that's because there was fewer people.
Yeah.
And now you had lockdown for so long, and a lot of content creators came out of that, who then also skyrocketed
and went past all of us.
Their career,
yeah,
literally a career out of it.
Yeah,
during that time.
Yeah,
that it's just another. All content creation is just oversaturated.
But then I also find a lot of creators have now just gone off the radar.
Yeah,
like ones that I started with 7 years ago, I never see anymore. And it could be that Instagram isn't showing me their content. But I also, don't see half the people that used to post that made me want to start.
Or they felt exactly like we do, where they've gone, it's not working,
it's
because
not worth it.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And they've just gone, fuck it.
Or they're on other platforms.
Yeah.
Doing well on YouTube and stuff like that. So,
yeah
it's a really tricky one. But engagement, I'm not the advocate for giving you the answers. You know, you just do what you can manage. You know, you've got to give to get. So do what you can.
Yeah, it's hard. It's always a two-way street. You've got to engage to get engagement, and vice versa. But it's difficult to keep up with every post.
Exactly. So there we go, Carl.
Don't cry. So next, we've got two more left, and they are from the power couple of Instagram.
Ooh, I know who these are.
Yep, Flux Games and Little Amikins.
Yep,
our two best friends. So, which one of these is Badoo?
Do Owen's first. It was a bit sadder.
It was a bit sadder.
We don't want to finish on a sad.
No. And plus, Amy's is quite a good question, which we can probably go into a bit deeper.
Yeah.
So I'm reading Owen's one as a parental topic.
It's definitely a parental topic.
Not just a sad, lonely topic.
It is Movember.
Yeah.
It's a serious topic. We're laughing here.
If we hope you're okay, Owen. If not, please talk
sending
to us.
Sending you a hug. We're laughing because we care.
So, do you feel lost when you get a rare spare time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
absolutely, 100%. And there's an elaboration on this as well. Is can you concentrate on doing something for you when you get the opportunity? Because I can't.
No.
I go through these little spells. So an example of that would be, so I've got 2 hours to myself and I want to sit down and play that PS5 game I've been wanting to play forever. Within 10 minutes, I'm stood up walking around the house looking for something to do.
Yeah.
I cannot give, it takes me a long time. I do get to there. It takes me a long time to settle into just fucking sit and chill.
Yeah. Yeah, so you feel like you're obliged to do some sort of housework or cleaning of some description.
Yeah, because you cannot keep up with the house.
No.
You cannot keep up with the house. I mean, the funny thing is when you're in your own house, you become, like they say, nose blind.
Yeah.
You become parent blind.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's stuff you just put up with.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while of putting up with it, you don't see it anymore. Now, my problem is I probably see it more than my partner does. Yeah? So it frustrates me, and then it sends me into a real spiral of negativity, frustration, anger, and it just constantly basically is the number one reason why I'm stressed at home.
Yeah,
but other people don't see it, but you do become parent blind to stuff where you pick your battles, and you maybe just deal with the bare minimum that you have the time to do, which could be one day washing up, next day putting a load on, but then there's putting the dishes away. It's putting the clothes away. There's always two parts to every job, isn't there, as a parent? So, yeah, I find it very hard to switch off.
Yeah. I mean, we've had, so this weekend, Layla's on guides camp.
Yep.
So she went today. She'll be back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, Emily was at Brownie camp.
Yep.
So that was Friday to Sunday again. And it was odd last weekend because I'd worked last Saturday. So we were at Mum's house in the afternoon because she had Layla for the day while I was at work. And so the general routine is when I'm working, Mum's got the kids, we'll go over there in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'll go home from work, do my workload, work washing and
have
a tidy up. Then I'll have some lunch, whatever. And then we'll go to Mum's takeaway. This week, obviously there's no Emily. So it's just like quiet. And it's just like so odd. And even though like it wasn't like spare time, like, you know, it wasn't on my own, but still with my family and stuff.
Yeah.
Just there, like something's missing.
Yeah.
And it was like a massive void. And we're like, oh, it's like Emily not being there was crazy. And yeah. when you have those days when you're at home and like your other half and the kids are out and you're just like, well, I was looking forward to this, but now it's here. You're like, this is,
yeah,
it's not right. It's a weird, as like, as pre-parent.
Yeah.
If your missus went out for the day, you're like, cool.
Happy days.
Is what it is.
Get the station.
It's weird about something switches when you're a parent and then your kid's gone as well for the day and you're going,
yeah.
I think because you're so used to being on the go and doing stuff all the time.
Well, you're responsible for something. Yeah, aren't yeah. you?
That's and then when the you thing. Have that moment of not having no responsibility, you're yeah. thinking, fuck, what do I do now?
Yeah. So I think, Owen, if that's a cry for help, then you're absolutely normal to feel that way. Yeah. I still feel it now with my kids at 7 and about to be 9.
Yeah. And tomorrow I've got just me and Emily all day, no Layla.
Yeah.
And that's going to feel weird.
It does feel weird. And it's, yeah, it's knowing how to reward yourself with doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? As a person, not forget being a parent.
Yeah. You are person. Allowed to be selfish.
Yeah.
In those moments and basically just fucking tinker in the garage. Sort your car out.
Have a wank.
Have 10 VR wanks.
Yeah.
you know, just whatever you want to do. It is hard. It's hard to break that cycle. Yeah. And I haven't quite mastered it yet because I will feel like the girls are at nannies again tonight. So, you know, tonight won't do anything, but tomorrow we've got to take that opportunity to do loads.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, we're going to look for a bike for Daisy's birthday and that'll be something else. So it's about trying to like utilize that time.
Yeah.
As much as you can. All right. You want a drink? Come on through then. Studio's been invaded
by donuts. By donuts.
The walking donut.
Double meaning.
So there. Yeah, you know, it is definitely hard to switch from that kind of like parent always on mode.
Yeah, I don't think you ever get over it. I don't think
even
as the kids get older and they eventually leave and move out, I think you'll still feel the same way.
You probably will, but probably worse.
Yeah,
because it's a longer thing.
Yeah,
you know, you basically got your pre-kid life back, and what do you do with yourself?
Yeah, I mean, my parents don't get that because my brother still lives at home.
Well, there is that,
and he's 30 this year.
Yeah, I mean, the kids may not move out until they're 30, and then I'll probably pop my clogs, and that'll be it. I won't
You'll be wishing
different.
Them away.
Yeah,
that's the thing—you wish them away, and then you don't want them away.
It's actually a really good question.
It's very
because
good question.
It's a question that you wouldn't normally think to ask. We all feel it.
Oh, 100%. Everybody's been there.
Yeah,
it's perfect part of being a parent.
So there we go, Owen. Hopefully that answered your question.
And if this was a cry for help just because Amy's neglecting you, then yeah. we're here for you.
That's it. Amy's able to do it. But yeah. Owen, you're allowed to go tinker in your garage
yeah.
for an hour.
And have a wank.
And have a wank. No more than an
in
hour.
The garage.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. Ten. You're not allowed.
Yeah. No more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Good question. I think it's really, really good point that if you are not a parent, this wouldn't probably even be on your radar. But I think definitely as a parent, I think you do struggle.
If you've got
with,
like 10 cats and then they go out for the day, you probably feel the same way.
Probably, yeah. It's a really weird feeling I never even thought of before being a parent.
No.
Like I'm going to basically get an hour to myself and feel lost.
Because you think to yourself, right, oh, finally time to breathe.
Yeah.
And it's not something you're prepared to feel. It just happens.
It just happens. And it's almost like, you know, when you, the other way to describe this to someone who doesn't have kids is like, you know, when you have planned a night out for a long time and you over plan it and you're building up to be the best night ever.
And then it all gets cancelled.
No, you go out and it doesn't live up to what you want it to be.
Works.
It's just a bit shit. You go into a club, the atmosphere's shit. The place is a bit shit. Everywhere you go is a bit shit. There's just no fun. But you've built it up to be such a high level, like this, they're going to be the best night of our lives.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be shit. And you go home disappointed. You've spunked 50 quid, 60 quid, 100 quid. And you could have quite easily stayed in because you haven't had fun.
No.
You've spent loads of money. And it's almost that level of like, when you know you've got 3 hours coming with no responsibility, you almost overthink that those 3 hours have to be the best 3 hours of your life.
Yeah, or they have to be put to some use.
They have to be put to some use, or they need to be, revolutionary in terms of what you need to get done in the house.
Yeah.
Or you need to have the best time on the PS5 ever. You jump onto Starfield, you've got 3 hours, and you find yourself spending 2.5 hours just doing one mission.
Yeah.
running across a planet, not having fun at all, and at the end of it you think, well, that was fucking shit.
You jump into Apex and you lose every match.
Every single match. Come out of it fucking raging.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think, oh, you know, that was a muggy 3 hours.
Yeah, I should have done something else.
You should have done something else. It is very much like that. You kind of like get these moments, you think, I can't waste it. I can't waste it. And you almost like paralyze yourself by overthinking.
And I think with the whole Instagram side of things, we also go, fuck, I should be making content.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Is I can procrastinate. If I don't push myself to do stuff, I will procrastinate.
Yeah.
And I might not even be doing anything. I might just be like thinking about making content, but moving stuff around the room, getting ready to make content, but never quite get there.
No.
Because then I go off on a tangent tidying.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything's got to be perfect before you start.
Exactly. In my head, it has to be. So, yeah.
I think that's a brilliant question.
It's a really good question, Owen. And as I think most parents would probably say the same thing, is that it's a very real thing.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything wrong if you feel lost or you feel overwhelmed or you want to cram as much in as you can to that time and be selfish. Just, you know, it is what it is being a parent.
It is. And it's one of the best things in the world.
Yeah. Exactly. We're really selling being parents here. But
we are. We sound so happy. So, final question from Amy.
Yeah.
So, how to start a basic podcast? So, how, I guess, what would...
Mechanically or, like, mentally?
I mean, there's no specification here. It's
no.
Just...
Okay, so I'm going to interpret this as a mechanical,
if you were to
logistics.
If somebody had come up to you and said, right, you'd do a podcast.
Yeah.
How do I start doing one?
Okay, so what I would say is it's not as complicated as it sounds.
No.
So one, you need to be able to talk on a microphone. You need to be able to have very low amounts of gaps and pauses. You need to keep the content flowing. But Amy's got all the tech she needs to do a very good podcast. So, you know, if you're like us gamers and have tech and stuff like that, and you have microphones or headphones from playing games over the years, then you can record a podcast because they're basically your mic.
Audacity that we use is free to download.
Audacity is free. And also the hosting service that I use, which is powered by Spotify, is free to post on. Mm. Now, I used to pay for a podcast hosting site. We used to pump it out to then Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and its own platform. I was paying like £15 a month and I'd only get a certain amount of hours per month. So I'd only be able to put out 2 episodes because I'd go over my allocation. Mm. So actually when I started, it held me back. Yeah. I wanted to do a lot more, but I could only afford £15 a month on recording 2 episodes. I couldn't be recording 6-7 episodes. It would cost me £100 a month. It's ridiculous.
It is a lot.
And then Spotify went, nah, fuck that. I'm going to give you a free version. So I was like, brilliant. No limits.
Right.
Record as much as you want. It'll still pump it out to Apple and all the rest. And it's amazing. So Spotify for podcasters, Audacity on your desktop, free. Record it, post it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those, like, I think a lot of places you look at, if you were to Google how to make it, they'll say, pick a topic, plan it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, and sort of that puts you off a little bit.
It does. But this is where, obviously, what we've done in season 3 has made it 100 times easier.
Mm.
So... if Amy wanted to make a podcast that has only got Amy in it, then yes, she will need to plan and make sure she's staying on topic, because one person rambling can get old very quickly. So you need to kind of have maybe a little bit more discipline if you're doing it by yourself. Have a topic, stick to your topic. Even if it's only a 20-minute podcast, someone talking for 20 minutes by themselves is a very long time.
Yeah, because there are a lot of podcasts out there that are only like, you know, 10 to 20 minutes long.
They don't need to be long.
No.
And I think if you are filming by yourself, then unless you are literally talking shit for an hour, it's too long.
Mm.
You know, we have that benefit of the back and forth, which means it feels like it's moving a lot faster.
It feels like we've only been filming for 20 minutes. And we're currently at just over an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So because there is that back and forth and it's conversational. So as a third person listener, you're eavesdropping into a conversation between two friends.
Yeah.
And it's much easier to do that. Whereas when you've got someone who is on their own, it's much more vulnerable is the word, I guess. Like, you know, that person is exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not bouncing off anyone.
No.
It's them talking. So if they have uncomfortable pauses, if they lose their train of thought, if they start repeating themselves, it becomes very apparent.
Yep.
So I think technically it is very easy to start a podcast. Just choose a name, open up a Spotify for podcasters.
Yeah. See, account. There goes your how to talk on a
exactly
podcast.
That's it's that fucking Patronus. It's getting to me. It's the maltiness. It feels like I have like been chewing on a wheat biscuit. And then you obviously you've got Audacity and you've got a good microphone. Like Amy's got Logitech. I know she's got Logitech gear. I don't know if she still uses that, but that would be amazing. You can even do it on your phone. You don't even need all this gear. You can just go get a phone, go into a quiet room and plonk that phone next to your bed and talk into it.
Mm.
There's plenty of filters, things you can get onto. You go onto CapCut, put in the audio only and run a reduced noise filter.
Yep.
And it will improve it to a point it's listenable.
Mm.
I mean, I've had tons of problems with audio over three seasons. You know, audio is the big part of it. It's not like YouTube where you can get away with it looking cool if the audio is okay.
Yeah.
You do want the audio to be good because people can listen to you for over an hour. And I've had nightmares, as you know, and there's certain podcasts where it's too low or it's too high or it's scratchy or I've lost it altogether, like Jay's episode. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. But yeah, I think with podcasts, you just need to get on and fucking do it. Press record.
That's
put it out there.
With anything. Like if you're trying something new, the hardest thing to do is to start.
Yeah.
And I think if you've got an idea of what you want to do and you've got like the form for a first episode, just do it.
Yeah.
Listen to it back if you like it and put it out there.
Just put it out there because at the end of the day, if no one listens to it, no one's going to criticize you, are they? I mean, we get probably consistently 10 listeners, you know, but the fact that those 10 listeners love it is enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, so Amy might get 2 listeners, but she might get so much therapy from actually just talking about whatever's on her mind that whether you've got 2 listeners or 10 listeners, she's getting something out of it anyway.
Yeah, I think being more genuine in what you're trying to say rather than trying to force a comedy. And just being yourself.
I mean, Amy is hilarious.
She is. Her stories
are brilliant. Filthy.
Yeah.
So it's very entertaining to listen to.
Yeah.
So I would listen to an Amy podcast.
100%.
If it had topics and it was like, right, today we're going to talk about me and my yellow motor. And then we're going to talk about, you know, me putting a dildo up Owen's backside. I'd find that hilarious.
Yeah.
I listen to that. But I also think Amy would be a good podcast host. I think if she got on other gamers or mates or whatever, and it was a bit of a cheeky banter.
Especially with the Instagram like interviews that she was doing. Things like that would be a really good format.
Yeah, but it needs to be the real Amy. Not like, you know, Instagram, what Amy thinks everyone wants Amy to be.
Yeah.
It needs to be proper Amy.
Well, yeah, the Amy foul that we mouth, know and love.
Funny, you know, brutal, but kind-hearted. Just go for it.
Mm.
And I think that would be a really good podcast. I'd be on a podcast with Amy, 100%. We'd have a great laugh. I think she needs to be on our little, what we talked about, trying to get 2 other people on. When we finally figure out how to do all that, we've obviously got all the tech here, but the best thing about season 3 is that we come in, we press record, and we go.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day when I was doing season 1 and 2, and I was getting people on from America and Denmark and Ireland and England, there was always a fucking problem.
Is it the issue with the internet connection or there's a time zone?
Exactly. All of that stuff, like the audio coming across, are you going on Zoom? So what I was doing was a video conference and then using that as an audio thing. And the quality is just not there.
No, because wasn't it like a Stream Ninja or something that we were on or something weird like that?
Yeah. So you basically could log on and use your equipment here and before Zoom was really a thing. And
So
what I would say to Amy, you know, start off in your room. Don't start off with guests unless they're in your room.
Yeah.
Because it is very stressful coming home from work or putting the kids to bed, then having to worry about technical difficulties. Mm. It really put me off.
It's like streaming. Every time you try to hit stream, it's never the same.
Nothing works. Exactly. So I think like when I was getting towards the end of season 2 and I was doing video, I was doing audio, I was putting it on YouTube, it was nice, but honestly, the hour leading up to getting the podcast on was so stressful that it killed my vibe in the video. And then you're constantly thinking about how do I look? Do I look like a knob? Is the camera angles right? Is the quality good enough? And it's extra pressure that you don't need. You turned up tonight. I was still upstairs getting changed.
Yeah.
And then we came downstairs, had a chat, did our usual press record, and we're away.
Job done.
And that's why we've got 20 episodes. If we'd have done video as well, I'm sure there'd be the odd night. I don't feel like it tonight. I don't want to be on camera.
Can't deal with the stress,
I can't deal with it. So, you know, like tonight, just putting on those little 5-minute clips,
yeah,
it changed the dynamic a little bit.
It's fun.
It's fun, But there was no pressure on that.
No.
Like, you know, if we'd have recorded an hour, I'm sure the battery would have run out. The memory card would have been full.
Yeah.
The audio would have fucked up.
Because, like I say, like, looking back, like, what we've spoken about today, having a snippet of some of those little topics and questions we've had and answers we've had would make some really nice little reels and little clips.
Yeah.
But, like I say, it's having everything ready and that's going to record for the last hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. So I think for me, the only time we'll get back on video will be if we do little snippets as we're practicing. We've got enough lighting here now. Or we save it for when the lodge is done.
Yeah.
Basically. And then we'll get that sofa set up.
Yeah.
Where we got like these arms on a coffee table and we're both sat looking at each other like we've seen many other people do it. And they do really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could do that. But I think when we get to that point, they need to be quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we need to be then maybe branching out to non-friends giving us topics.
Yeah.
You know, am I the asshole? Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to do some of those. Like, if I could find like some am I the asshole threads to do of parenting and things like that, then I think that'd be nice to go down and react to.
Yeah. Like, so that could be one thing. Like, again, goals for 2023 is maybe we focus on the Dadcast channel a bit more.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling your channel, then it gives you something else to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can start building out the Dadcast channel a bit more, putting some clips on there, even if they're audio clips to start with, and just getting some kind of questions from people who aren't.
It could be nice when we've got like a studio or something that if we do ever go down the road of having guests on, we just invite people to my gaff.
Exactly.
People just pop there. If they're, depending on where they are, if they're local enough.
Yeah, I mean, if it's planned ahead enough, like Amy and Owen can come down.
Yeah, 100%.
We can have a barbecue, and then we can go down to the lodge and do a podcast.
Yeah. Leave Jess with all the kids.
Easy. Exactly. Carly and Jess can have all the kids, and we just go from there. Or, you know, we plan, again, far enough ahead, we can get babysitters.
Yeah.
And then all the adults can come in and have a proper crack.
Yeah.
And then we can get five people around a podcast.
It'd be good. It'd be an interesting.
And that would be one to film. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back to the original question then, you know, things to start a podcast. It really isn't complicated.
No.
It's free to do. But if you're planning on doing it yourself, then, yeah, basically maybe plan your first 10 episodes like Jay, bless him, was going to do. So Jay wanted to start a podcast about his journey and his treatments. He had all the artwork down and planned. He had all his topics. So one was going to be about, you know, just the discovery of the illness. And the next one was going to be about, you know, how it affected, you know, his sex life. And then the next one was it was all going to be very personal and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's the right thing to do. I think if you're doing it as a solo person,
it needs to be, yeah, personal and meaningful.
Yeah. But you need to plan it
as
well.
It needs to be planned,
so you basically want to basically get your sketchbook out and go, right, episode one is going to be an intro. Like I did.
Yeah.
Episode one was only 5 minutes long. And it was just about, like, I'm going to tell you about myself. This is my podcast. Then I'm going to do this over the next 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Turned into Korg a little bit then.
It was. That was. I was trying to do Korg. We put some pamphlets out. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences. And, you know, that's what you do in episode one.
Mm.
And you cut your teeth on that one. And then episode two, you go, right, well, following on from episode one, I'm going to talk about people who fuck me off in a supermarket.
Yeah.
It could be anything, but it has to have a bit of purpose.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So there you go, Amy. There's my advice for you.
Yeah, perfect question.
That was really good.
Yeah, there's some really nice questions.
So some good topics. Obviously, I chucked those topics in the old channel feature on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which can is we quite do a useful Dadcast place to put channel? It.
Does that not work?
We can do the things with the Dadcast. Just remember to go onto the account. Because I forget.
I haven't even logged into it before.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I think you probably need a new log. You need a new authorization again. So like, I don't post anything really on there.
No.
I tag the account from my account more than I post on there.
Mm.
But yeah, we just need to revisit that. Whether it's a fucking obliterate it and start it from scratch. New logo, new vibe. Taking little clips each week, putting it on there. Link into the episode.
Yeah.
Just need to slicken up probably on that. But that would give us a bit of purpose.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, that's something we probably can work on for season four.
Yeah, I think we have spoke before, but when it comes to season four, like, we're going to try and have more structure. I mean, I do love the format that we have where we just come on, chat shit, talk about our week, talk about what we've been up to, get questions in. But maybe if we can find a structure to work.
Yeah, I think my worry is the format that we've got might get boring if it goes on for another season. So
yeah.
So definitely having the surprise drink is nice if we keep it to less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because some of it's fun and some of the drinks are fun. And I'm sure people listening to it are like, oh, yeah, that
and we've got to
horrendous.
Move away from beer, but there's still plenty of other drinks we can try.
Yeah, you know, we can move to whiskies and wines and all those ciders and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so beer is an easy one because there are a lot of creative beers out there. There's very little creative wines.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and we're not really cider drinkers.
We're not cider drinkers, but maybe we need to push that envelope. But I don't think that's necessarily the problem of it. I think maybe it's what happens after that, whether we have to have more defined, longer topics.
Yeah.
But equally, don't want to be a word session of just talking about one topic for an hour.
Yeah. So I think we need to find like almost have like a timer running, but like this each topic is set to a time limit.
Yeah. That's it. Or, you know, it would be nice to people to put in some jokes, you know, or whatever. But the thing with community engagement, it gets easier the bigger you get. If you start getting a big following, then, you know, if you stick to it, like, am I the arsehole? Or just reading out really cringy sexual stories, so like people's personal experiences. Once you get to a big enough following, you're going to get like hundreds of those. You can pick the best ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But we struggle to get 3-4 topics a week.
I mean, we've had 6 tonight.
We've had 6. And that was just trying a new format. That was putting it into the channels.
Which
maybe
works.
That's the best place to put it.
Yeah.
I also thought about doing that that anonymous thing. So I signed up for that NGL.
So
anonymous thing. And it was hilarious. Whether you would want to do that for this, I don't know. Because I fancy going, right, you know, some people maybe are shy to ask a question. Maybe they don't want to be judged. Maybe they don't want to be judged as a parent, or, you know, they just don't want to...
Yeah, tell us your parenting woes anonymously.
Yeah, or something like that. Or maybe they just are a bit shy. So maybe that's another option. So maybe next week we'll try it on there and say, look, anonymous questions. But I just worry then you'll just get loads of silly ones, which is fine, but they're not going to make it to
the
podcast.
We can vet them, though.
Exactly.
It's not a bad idea to shout. Not a bad shout of an idea.
Yeah, so that's maybe one we try for the next podcast.
You could do like
parenting
worries, and if people are a bit worried to say, this is me, I've got...
Well, maybe that's where you've got to steer it.
Yeah.
Maybe you say, rather than just say, send an anonymous question, just say, anonymously, send in your biggest fear as a parent, or, you know, very direct questions. So what has been the scariest experience for you as a parent? You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be better than just going, send them an anonymous topic. And then they're like, oh, what's your favorite penis length? And I'll be like, you know, 9 inches, whatever. Yeah. You know.
Not done, mine then.
Done. yeah. Basically yours twice.
Twice?
I'm being generous. I'm being generous. But yeah, you know, season 4, I think we will need to evolve, or not evolve, but maybe just fine tune.
Yeah.
To keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's it. Just trying to mix it up.
What I would say to our regular listeners, all 6 of you.
Yeah. Ni hao.
Thank you very much for sticking with us.
For 20 episodes.
For 20 episodes.
Psychopaths.
This season. And I think we could potentially get in another couple, but we definitely need to have a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And I think the Christmas special would be lovely if we could get guests on.
Yeah.
And do a round table. Yeah, so either we get them all in this room.
Mm-hmm. All the unfinished lodge.
Literally sat around the table.
Extension cables.
Yeah. Yeah, basically I'll have to clear this room out. But I think it would be really nice if we could get some local
friends
recording, or local friends, whether it's our friends or John would be a great one. I think it'd be really nice to get John, or get Ryan over. People that we've met together.
Yeah.
And there's not many. John would be an obvious one.
Yeah, John would be great.
We've hung out with John quite a lot. Although
I have an interesting thing to tell you about John. I'll tell you off.
Okay. So it's not safe for stream. But would
it
be...
It is. It is safe. It's just...
It's a local knowledge thing.
Yeah. It's a nice thing.
Yeah, that's fine. So that would be quite nice. And they are non-Instagrammers.
Yeah.
They are just local dads.
Yeah, which
would
be cool.
That would work really well for dad. So that could be one where we plan the episode quite well.
Yeah.
And as normal, kind of like you'll take the lead as the taskmaster and I'll take the lead as the host or whatever, and we'll give them their prompts to
questions
and stuff. But John's a very smart guy.
He's very clever.
So I think he'd be a good one to have on that. And he also loves the beer.
He does love a beer.
So I think he'd really enjoy bringing on a mystery drink as well. So maybe we can do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Even if it's just the 3 of us, maybe.
Yeah.
If we can't get a 4th, we just do the 3.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
There we go. So
that's good.
That pretty much takes us to what? An hour and what?
Hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I have got other things, but it's been going long enough that
I think so. We covered quite a lot of topics tonight.
A lot of topics. I think it's been a very good and informative episode, actually.
Yeah, hopefully not too much of a ramble. So that will bring us on to the end of episode 20. That was the goal for season 3. We've hit the goal. We need to put some sounds over this of like fireworks going off or something. I'll do that later. Pornhub music.
That's it.
So yeah, we've hit our target for season 3. And we, as I say, I reckon we can squeeze in, well, certainly we'll squeeze in another one for November.
Yeah.
And then possibly December 2.
Yeah.
We just keep going on our two-week rotation. But I think we probably, as we get really close to Christmas, we maybe just take the foot off the gas, have some fun, bring on another person.
Yeah. We'd have maybe leading up, we'll have our sit-down night of, we'll have a few beers and we'll discuss properly what we're going to do.
Yeah, that'd be good. Get some Mariah Carey on for the intro music.
Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas.
E17. Stay another day.
Stay another day would be a good one as well. So there we go. Thank you for everyone for tuning in to episode 20, not 19, of season 3. We'll catch you on the next one, which will still be in November.
Yep.
And then before long, it will be Christmas.
It will be Christmas.
There we go. Thank you, everyone.
Toodaloo. We'll
catch you on the next one.